So my son, who is five, and currently in kindergarten at Roscoe Wilson, when he was still on the way, when my wife was probably about 3 or 4 months pregnant, we put our name in at the CDRC. And I don't know exactly how old he was when we officially sort of took our name out of consideration, but I'm pretty sure it was somewhere between 1 and 2. So it was a solid year, year and a half that we were on the list, and weren't able to get a spot. So we looked into other options and, of course, found some and utilized them. And that just, you know, brought us into a network of families and so on that sort of led us down a path. And we were pretty happy with it. And so we sort of let the CDRC, you know, fall by the wayside as an option. We were very impressed by it when we toured it. We loved the idea that it was a laboratory environment as well as, you know, a childcare environment. And we were very impressed by the facilities and the people and everything, which is, I suppose, why the wait list is as long as it is. The quality plus convenience, you know, that's a powerful recipe. So yeah, that was pretty much our experience with it. And our subsequent two children then have sort of followed our first child into, you know, the various daycare / pre-K options. Again, because we've sort of established relationships and a network and stuff like that. And, you know, you tend not to want to reinvent the wheel with that stuff and start over. Unless there's some, you know, reason to. There's some sort of rupture or something happens that's negative and you want to think about other options. We haven't had that, thankfully, so we've been sort of in a different direction.